Welcome, welcome, welcome to E2T, Explore, Experience, Thrive, Be Adventure. I'm Marcy Nault, and on E2T, we talk about going after your dreams, living life to the max, feeling all the wonderful sensory experiences of the world around us. Today, we are talking about getting bruised and failing and falling down. So, if you've listened to me, you know I'm a whitewater kayaker, and someone said, I've never taken a swim. I've always stayed in my boat. In fact, I never flip. And when you look at anyone that has said that in this sport, it means that they have stayed safe. That's right. They have gotten into a big boat that's very, very much like a tank going down a rapid, and mostly they have stayed on things that they're incredibly comfortable in. And that is perfectly fine. There is nothing wrong with doing what makes you feel safe and comfortable in life. But here's the deal. If you've never fallen down, if you've never failed, it usually means that you've never challenged yourself. You've never seen what you're actually capable of beyond your comfort zone. Now, why do most people never want to go beyond their comfort zone? They are more than willing to stay just trading time for money. They are more than willing to go with the status quo of what their life is. They're more than willing to never go after their dreams. Now, for some people, when they go after their dreams, everything just works out. Everything just flows. Everything just, yeah, I don't know anybody that has that story. I wish I did. I wish I had it on my own. I mean, when I went after my 101 dreams come true, a lot of things did just flow to me. But boy, did I get thrown out of a boat? Did I swim? Did I get rocked? Did I get bruised and beat up and failed more times than I would even care to admit? At one point, I actually said to myself, I think I'm just meant to be mediocre for the rest of my life at things. And someone's like, how are you mediocre? And I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like I hit walls and get flipped and then just try to get back up and stay in the same place. The thing is, everybody feels this way. Everybody goes through this. Failure, falling down, swimming, getting bruised, getting beat up is a part of life. And if you've ever noticed, life doesn't really let us sit still. When we do, when we just sit back in complacency, when we're like, okay, everything's just good enough, life will always kind of nudge us forward, whether that's an illness, so that we look at life and go, wow, I don't want to waste another moment. What was it that I really want to go after? Or a midlife crisis? Or a relationship breakup? Or someone in our life dies? Or we lose our job? Whatever it is, life will constantly throw you out of the airplane, whether you have or are willing to open the chute. So it's much better to say, hey, I really want this. I really want to go after something and be willing to go after it hard enough that you fall down, that you get bruised, that maybe you get injured. And when that happens, instead of beating yourself up, you say, wow, I'm pushing my limits. I'm learning to go to an even grander part of life. And so therefore, this is part of the journey. So if you're afraid of failing, if you're afraid of going after something you've always wanted to do, or you're in the midst of going after something that you've always wanted to do, and you feel like you're just getting knocked down, just recognize it's all part of the journey. I know that's not the greatest advice, but bruises heal, injuries heal, failures tend to lead you where you need to go. Remember, you have one body, one life, one playground earth. Go out and be that adventure.